I want to talk to y'all this morning. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus said, in the last day, is that right? Perilous time would come. And we are having all kind of disturbance. We're having division, fighting, wars, terrorist attack. Is that right? We're having Hurricane One now. It's down, supposed to be touching in Louisiana now, and parts of Mississippi. We're having earthquakes. We're having all kinds of sickness and disease, destruction everywhere. Amen. So I said all that to say this, to let you know, we are right at the time of the end. We're just right there. We're right there. And men trying to figure out and try to, they just, many used to even talk about the Lord, talk about God, have abandoned him altogether. People used to come faithfully to worship God. They got another God now. Am I right? And but one thing I want to tell you this morning, no matter what comes or what goes, God remains the same and he is faithful. Amen. So I want to pick up, reiterate, and I want to pick up where I left off Wednesday night. Amen. I want to reiterate some things. And I am instructed, I believe, by the Lord to go back and visit these things and call our attention to them, because people are living in places allowing things to happen to them that shouldn't be happening. People are dying for they should. People are fighting and fussing among themselves, and they claim to be among the believers. Amen. But I want to preface this, like, say it like this. Faith is the most powerful force a believer has. And God has granted us faith to live victorious over every circumstance. And you can see why the enemy is always constantly trying to deceive you and get you away from faith. So I want to talk about some things that you may have heard of, but I'm telling you, it's time to get them in our spirit. Amen. And start walking by them. Jesus taught his disciples a lesson, and this lesson is for us today, and I would read some of it. Let's go to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11. Listen to the story. Listen to what happened here. Mark Gospel chapter 11. Listen to it. I'll begin with verse 2. Y'all can put that on the screen so they can follow along with us. Verse 2 says, he said unto them, this is after he gotten out to Jerusalem. He said unto them, go your way into the village against you. As soon as you enter into it, say, ye shall find a coat tied whereon be the man set. Loose him and bring him. And if any man say unto you, why do you this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him, and straightway he'll send him hither. And they went their way and found the coat tied by the door without in a place where two ways met. And he loosed them. And certain of them stood there said unto them, why do ye loose the coat? And they said unto him, even as Jesus had commanded, and they let them go. And they brought the coat to Jesus, cast their garments on him, and set on upon him. Many spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches of trees and strewed them in the way. And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem in the temple. And when he had stood, looked around, now watch, about all things, looked around about upon all things. And now evening time was come. He went out from Bethany with the 12. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found what? Nothing but leaves. For the time of the fig was not yet. Let me pause there for a minute. I'm not going to teach on the fig tree, but anytime a fig tree had leaves on it, it should have had some sprouts. That's why it should have been something on it. But this one didn't have anything but leaves. Okay. All right. Because every time when the leaves start coming on the fig tree, the figs start sprouting. Got it? All right. And Jesus answered and said, now listen, we're going to talk about some things. Jesus answered and said unto it. Jesus answered and said unto it. No man eat fruit of thee hereafter for a few days. Oh, just a few years. And his disciples heard it. They came to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold, bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables and the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not suffer any man that he should carry any vessel through the temple. He taught, now notice what he did. He taught, saying unto them, it is written. Is it not written? My house shall be called what? Of all nations, the house of prayer. But you have made it what? A den of thieves.